Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. Yes, we were at Fadley's last week. Yes, we had former Mayor Sheila Dixon on. We also had Shannon Sneed on, running for City Council President. Tharuvik Naraj is going to join us soon. I'm chasing Brandon Scott. All of the electeds and elected-to-bes. I had Zach Blanchard on from the 11th last week as well. So a lot of invites out. Next couple weeks, we have elections. We think it's important. But more than that, we also think some cool stuff that other things that happen. Horse racing industry. Next Wednesday, we're going to be doing the show from Greenmount Bowl. Yes, it's my buddy David Richardson, who's involved in the horse racing industry, who's going to educate me. So we're going to get together based on what happened last week in the legislature in Annapolis. That happens Wednesday, 2 to 4. We're going to watch the Oriole game from 4 o'clock on. I'll have some scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery, some Pac-Mans to give away. And then on Friday, we're back at Fadley's, where the crab cakes are delicious. Shrimp salad was delicious. We'll be there on the 26th from 2 until 5. We hope to be there each and every Friday during the season. And this is a special weekend here. Certainly on Friday, you can online order. Saturday, it's kind of like when a Christmas or New Year's falls on a Saturday, or it falls on a game day Sunday on New Year's or whatever. Holidays are, Thursdays are always like Thanksgiving, but 420 can be any day of the week. It's like the Derby or like the Preakness. This year, it is on a Saturday. Wendy Braun-Fine is our chief cannabis officer. She is here to educate us on how to, first things first, a couple of products. This Good Day product, really like it. You told me this would be something for me. Focus, focus, focus. And then this Move product. So these are things that you don't smoke them. They don't get you high. We'll talk about all that stuff. But this is the week they're on sale. So tell people, if they hear this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they can still get the rewards, but they're not going to get the 420 deal. Unless you're doing that crazy thing where like Monday you'll just extend it and spring it on us. But I don't think it works that way, do you?
As far as I know, Saturday is the big day.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, usually, for anyone who's not familiar, I guess kind of think of it like it's like Black Friday for cannabis shopping. So it is 420. That is our celebratory day. So what you see at the dispensaries are tons of like crazy deals, lots of fun extra giveaways. There can be kind of stunted programming going on. We're going to have at our store Blondie's Donuts and Blackacre Roastery in the morning, serving donuts and coffee, because we're opening 2 hours earlier than we normally do. So we open
this
at
is
8
like
a.m.
Black Friday. Is that a legal thing? Could you open at 7 or no?
Right now we can be open for 12 hours. So you can
so
pick
you
your 12
couldn't
hours
open at midnight. It couldn't be like the Terps opening their season with Moonlight Man. You couldn't do that. Okay. 12 hours a day. I'm learning. I ask you, you have all the answers. I know this.
Yeah. So, it's going to be exciting. It's a big day on Saturday, but yeah. So at our stores, Far and Daughter in Timonium and then Farm Ken in Elkton, from a promotion standpoint, it's going to be 40% off of all Curio products. 35% off.
These are both 40%. I was saying 35% to my wife. I'm going to keep the
Move,
5%.
Yeah. Okay. So the Move, the topicals, tablets and tinctures and concentrates are all 35% off.
I did get it right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
All other Curio products are 40% off, and everything else in the dispensary that doesn't fit into those two buckets is 30% off. And then in Timonium, in our front of house, in that retail where we sell cannabis lifestyle products and hemp-based CBD and natural skincare and other wellness products, all of that is 30% off as well. And we're also going to be doing a couple raffles. We're going to be giving away 4 tickets to an Orioles game with a parking pass. They're really good seats. We're going to be giving away tickets to CFG Arena upcoming concerts this spring, summer. And then this is probably the one that's going to excite people maybe the most. Win cannabis for a year.
What?
Free cannabis. Yeah.
That's like a lottery thing. Hold on. How does one do this? Everybody wants to know this.
So you will basically have a monthly allotment that if you're the winner will be allowed, it'll be available for you for your pickup once a month.
You know, people sleep out for days to get Chick-fil-A, right? You know about that, right?
For to have their free monthly get, if you will.
I slept out for concert tickets for, you know, tons of concerts back in the day. But so you have a rewards program. And before, like, I even get to that, I just, for this sale this weekend, I want to make sure we're clear on this, because I'm ordering this at 35% off. There's no doubt about it. And when I said it to Jen, like, we're both sort of won over. I'm down. I've already shown you. This is it. I'm down to nothing. This is all I have left. This is it. And so I need to get out. 417, it runs out. 420, I can replenish it. But on 419, because, Wendy, you know how much I love people. And I love lines. And I love being backed up on, you know, all the way around Timonium Road to the freeway. But you're not even doing curbside, right? Because your place is small, it's narrow, it's a little kind of different as far as an ingress and egress out of different areas. You're doing coffee and donuts. That's getting us out of bed Saturday morning, I promise you. We'll be there to collect on that before we pick this stuff up. But you can order on Friday night. Tell me, because I may or may not be spotted with a family member of yours at a Bruce Springsteen concert two states away on Thursday night, but we all queue up to get concert tickets and stuff like that. Are people going to sign up on Friday? I mean, this is going to be unprecedented for you online Friday, because you're telling me to do it. I'm sure anybody that orders online will think, okay, so at what time does that happen where I can throw like four of these in my buckets? I'm good for the year.
So typically you can order online once that existing day closes. So
what time do you close Friday?
9 o'clock.
All right, 9:01. Okay.
So then you can place. So we'll come in the morning. We'll start seeing orders that are in the system, and we can fulfill them. So you can always do online order for pickup. You can also come in. I mean, yes, we are expecting it to be very busy, but we also are hoping to be able to really fluidly move people through so that nobody is waiting too long. I would say that, like, if it's anything like the launch of adult use, I mean, don't hold me to this, but I think actually in the afternoon it got back, because adult use launched on a Saturday too, which, you know, that Saturday factor really adds a level to it. But, you know, there was tons of people there in those early hours because it was like the beginning. And, I think we saw kind of it get a little quieter in mid-afternoon. It was still busy, but it wasn't
well,
like
you don't have
line.
Coffee and donuts in the middle of afternoon. How are you going to get me over? Wendy Bronfine is here from Curio Wellness, Foreign Daughter. They make cool products, interesting things, above and beyond all the fun we have with cannabis and THC and all the other things, but things that really help the body move, heal, all the things we've talked about, sleeping better, GI, all of that. But, you know, you're such a new business, and I want to promote my 25th anniversary here in this piece this week, because we've decided we're going to launch it at 5:08 p.m. On Thursday the 25th. So your big holiday Saturday all day long. It's a big holiday for football fans, right? It's the NFL draft is the 25th. The Ravens don't draft until 30th. They're not going to draft till 10 o'clock at night, maybe 11 o'clock. They might trade out and not even take a pick. We're going to release the 25th anniversary documentary on Thursday night. And, you know, I guess all of it for me is I go back now, it'd be 40 years of media, 25 years of radio, of owning the station, 32 and a half years of being on the air. And I think about every step of the way, how life changes, business changes. I started as a reporter with an AM radio station who likes sports, and then the entrepreneurial side kicked in. And I've seen all of these things that have happened and changes in life, from the picture of the cover is me at a payphone. Right. So like there are no more payphones. Right. So I'm at the payphone. It's called No One Listens, Everyone Hears, because the accusation has always been nobody listens to that guy. Everyone seems to hear when I say things. So that's sort of the thing. But like I'm thinking of all of these dated, crazy things. Like I did this nasty newsletter that we mailed out to people. It's basically Facebook now, like in real time, in color, with pictures and videos. And I think about how far we've come. But the rewards program for you and for your business and your industry, look, I mean, Marriott, Disney, we go on and on and on about rewards and all of that stuff. Your business is so new, so sort of on the edge, cutting edge in so many ways, that you're still rolling out things that are, you know, I don't know, for the industry, new and different, and certainly for your customers, because I didn't know about this, and you dropped this on me before we went on the air. You're like, we're rolling out a rewards program. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course you are, but, like, you couldn't have done this 5 years ago.
Yeah, no. So anyone who shops currently in dispensaries would know that at the dispensary level, there's typically a rewards program, just like when you go to like any retail store, the grocery store, things like that, getting points for what you buy. It doesn't really exist on the brand level. So the products that you're choosing to buy in the dispensary from those companies. And so we've partnered with a company called Lucent Green. If you ever buy our products, you would see that there's a QR code on that product. So right now, when you buy a product, when you scan that QR code, it takes you to the page where you can get more details about the product, learn about it, see its certificate of analysis. All of that remains. But what happens now when you scan it is it will automatically, if you don't have the Lucid app, it'll prompt you to download it. When you open that app up, it's going to say claim your bud points. And you'll get as many bud points as the MSRP for that product. So if the MSRP is $20, you'd get 20 points.
Like when you get the dog food and you take the thing off the bottom and send proof of receipt?
Yeah. So you're
all
just
right.
Like,
come on, Wendy, come on, man.
I know. So you're scanning, you know, you're scanning the QR code on the package. The app says claim your points. You start collecting them. You hold a wallet, and then you can redeem them for a bunch of different like cool merch that we've put in there, from like Bluetooth speakers to branded pet collars and storage, like secure stash bags and all kinds of cool stuff.
But it's a curio. Correct me if I'm wrong. So this is for curio products.
Curio products only.
Okay. I had a friend of mine hit me and we were talking about you literally earlier today. And he's like, I shop at this dispensary out in Randall's. I'm like, I bet they have curio product. I don't know how many dispensaries, because I'm always trying to educate people about there's Farm Daughter and Curio, and maybe if you're a dispensary person, you see a curio product. And I'm trying to explain to them, you are to like what they've auto industry with Chevy and Ford. You make the products,
right?
You distribute the products, but you only have one storefront, but your products are in dozens, if not hundreds of dispensaries. There aren't hundreds of dispensaries, but you're in most dispensaries around the state. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, we're in well over 90% of the dispensaries in the state. So that's sort of where the value is. So the patients and customers can now sort of basically double dip on earning rewards.
Right, because you get house points at your dispensary if you live somewhere and you don't come to Timonium, or you're not a Foreign Daughter customer.
Correct.
But you're using a Curio. I mean, one of my business associates, we got to talking about you, and he held up his move on my thing because he, like, literally, and I'm like, oh, you too. He's like, keep it on my desk. And this is like a person that I would never think of THC, green stuff, flower, like, not that kind, like, just got an achy body, and he's older than me and much more beaten up because he's a former athlete, but he held it up. So he lives in like Forest Hill. He lives up in Northern Bel Air. He's never been to your dispensary, but he buys your product. That's who you're really appealing to, right?
Yeah. So no matter where you shop, you can scan it, you earn the points, you redeem the points, and the redemption can be either for like the merch inside, or it can be for Curio credits. And so if you redeem it for the money, which is essentially a gift card, you can use that gift card exclusively at our store in Timonium or our store in Elkton, Maryland. Okay. So you have the option to turn it into quote cash or to get cool stuff.
Okay. Like what we're wearing, right? Like a little bit of this.
Yeah. There's sweatshirt, there's apparel, there's pet accessories, there are Bluetooth speakers, there's duffel bags. I mean, there's all kinds, there's tiers. So there's all kinds of really awesome offerings and really a lot of things that we've never done before. So it's like it's an exclusive group of merch that doesn't exist relative to other things we've put out before.
You got some special 420 merch this week. I mean, a lot of stuff says 420 on here.
Oh,
a lot, right?
I don't. Yeah, I do. I should have brought it with me. So I should have worn it, actually. We did
it'll be on sale Monday.
It's a giveaway. Ideally you'll be seeing people in dispensaries wearing it, and we'll be giving them out as well. But we call it the concert t-shirt. So it's a gray t-shirt. It says Curio with the date on it, the 420 date on the left chest. And then the back is like, instead of a list of cities, it's a list of our strains, and it's got like a cool 420 graphic going through it.
Okay. All right. Well, I will have to sport that at a concert somewhere this summer outdoor at Merriweather. You know, as far as the rewards thing goes, rolling something like that out, making everybody aware of it, dispensary to dispensary. And I mean, that seems to me to be, like I said, I'm 30 years going back into my Wayback Machine and saying, this is something you just don't roll out, something you've been thinking about, but something you probably couldn't have done 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
No, I mean, well, so the company that we're working with, in the beginning, they weren't a partner to us, right? So, and then we learned that this was an additional offering to what you can do with this QR code. And we thought, well, this is a really interesting play because people think about are very much focused on that loyalty program and earning rewards, but it's always tied to the retail location, and this takes that out of it. So you can always earn wherever you shop, but when you choose us, you can get another level of rewards that you're earning as well. And it doesn't matter what dispensary you shop at in the state.
Nice. First to market again with the other stuff. So listen, you know, off the cannabis thing and off this stuff, my wife and I were having a conversation the other day. And like, I know you for a while now. We've talked about things. And you have just said when I was in the television business, because you're always like, make sure the mic's right and the hair's right. And you're like, we've improved the quality of our podcast and all that stuff. But what did you do in the television industry? Because I was watching a certain morning show based in New York that's had a revolving cast of male characters and a female character who has a husband who came from the soap opera industry. So I said, and she watches a lot. My wife's a big fan. And I said, I think Wendy did something, something, something there. So am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, that was so when it was live with Kelly and Michael, that was my last TV job before I left New York, came back to Baltimore and started Cannabis Company. Yeah, but prior to that, yeah, my college major, what here's my age. My college major started as radio, TV, and film, but by the time I graduated, it was now called electronic media.
Podcasts.
So, yeah, so like from a technical perspective, I learned to edit audio on a reel to reel and ended doing it digitally on Pro Tools. So probably like, you know, the last non-digital generation. So yeah, so then I was in I moved to California after college. I worked in original production, like starting the I was a PA on the first season of American Idol, so like that kind of stuff.
So you
And
were there when they were auditioning and like all of that part real early on.
no, when they when the show was once like live, not the
Oh, game
like
night. Got it.
yes,
Okay.
with when there were two hosts at the beginning, not one.
But you were never worked with Regis. You worked with Michael.
Yeah, only Michael, yeah.
So back at the turn of the century, this would be a fun little thing for my documentary because you don't know, like, you're gonna laugh like hell. You're gonna have a good time watching my documentary because you learn things about me too. And I've got like a, you know, storied, lurid, crazy back, you know, sports, rock and roll, all this crazy stuff. But I was nationally syndicated at the turn of the century at something called 101 Sports that became Sporting News Radio. It was out of Chicago, but they had an owned and operated station. They were syndicating, much like you sell Curio products in other places. They were syndicating, but they had owned and operated in New York, Chicago, LA and Boston, because these are big four big sports towns. So we were cleared there 24 hours a day. I was their affiliate. So at WNST, I owned this station in 1998, 99, 2000. I ran them in the overnight. And then I became their afternoon show host for 400 stations all over the country. And when I did that, they flew me here, flew me there. I threw out first pitches in places and went places and did shows and did fights and just all this, you know, there were big NBA finals, Masters, all this kind of crazy things we did. But I was based in New York when the Yankees and the Red Sox were sort of fighting 20 years ago. So this was 99, 2000, 2001, Yankees Mets World Series. And we based in Mickey Mantle's restaurant, which is gone. It's next to the Helmsley Hotel, Central Park South on 59th,
Yeah.
between like the 7th and 8th, you know,
Yeah.
Broadway-ish. So I did the show in the window there once a month, every month for 3 years. I sat in that window with Bob Costas, Joe Buck, Gary Bettman, who's still the NHL commissioner. Burt Sugar lived down the street, would come down and we'd tell Ali stories. And but it was a hub for celebrities at Central Park South. So you would just randomly see Richard Grieco walk by. You would randomly be able to pull people in. But Regis ate there a lot. And I was there one day when Regis was eating, doing the show. And I'm live nationwide, 2 to 6. And I'm in the window, and Regis comes in. He's having lunch. And I think the, like my producer was going to go up and say something. And I said, when he's done eating, I'll ask or whatever. And the manager's like, we'll ask him. He's in here all the time. Manager comes back. He said, sure, he'll do the show. And I'm like, I'll go by and say hello. I went and introduced myself. You're related to Aparicio. All we got to do the show. So he sat down and did 8 minutes. This is when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was the biggest show in the world. Like, he was on five nights a week doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Like, it was bigger than don't tell Kelly, but it was bigger than the TV show. It was a big, big deal every night. Is that your final answer? So he said, he said to me, is this your final Nesta? So I've got to get that into the, now that I've mentioned this to you, this is your gift. I got to get Regis somehow, because I forgot about this until you brought it up.
But
I did think maybe you work with Regis, because Regis did my show. We talked Notre Dame football. He was the nicest man. He loved baseball and my cousin. And so I loved Regis. I've never met Kelly. I don't, you know, my Strahan's done the show. Strahan's agent was Tony Agnone here, because he was a state guy.
Yeah,
so Strahan was just a legendarily nice guy. I mean, I always dealt well with him, and I thought he was a fascinating guy to be doing television in that way, from being an athlete. He did a lot of things in his life, Michael Strahan.
Yeah, no, they were both great. It was a really awesome experience. And I was a person who, you know, grew up watching the show, even from like Regis and Kathy Lee, right? It was like one of those, like, you're homesick from school shows or whatever.
Did you ever meet Regis? Did he come back and visit or anything when you were there, or no?
I don't think he ever stopped by in the
time.
Man,
the day
he
died, people said the most beautiful things about him. And I'm thinking, he was so beautiful to me. Like, he's the biggest star in the world. He's in there. You do the show. Sure. Come on over. He just didn't do it. He did it. He owned it.
Yeah.
He was Regis on my show. It was awesome, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think consistent with that, I mean, I would say, you know, they were awesome. They were super fun. They were very authentic. I think that Kelly is one of the most authentic people I've ever been around in terms of how showing up on camera and off camera. I mean,
it's a professional.
Yeah. No, but sometimes, like, whether you've been to a taping or you work somewhere, like, people can put it on, right? And then it stops rolling, and they're not necessarily exactly the same. She's a great person. That's exactly who she is.
Yeah, Strahan's going through some struggles right now with his child, and so send some love out to him, anybody that follows him in our space. But a little background, because I knew you had something to do with it, but I wasn't sure of your tentacles and all that. One day we'll just dish on the industry. We'll talk about that. And, you know, closest I've been is I had David Simon on talking about The Wire, but he didn't want to talk about The Wire. So I like talking about television when I get with television people. Wendy Bronfman, she was in television. Now she is in the once illicit, now adult use available 420 cannabis space, helping people, doing the science and the technology that makes things like Move make my back feel better. And other things, tell people about this Good Day product, because this is something that, you know, everybody's familiar with gummies and at a concert or to loosen up or all those things we talk about. And we've talked about terps and terpenes and profiles. But this is an interesting product here for a real mental clarity without the getting high part.
Yeah. So Good Day has a couple different products in there. The majority of the line is high CBD, low or lower THC, right? So it's less about the high in those formulations. But the one that you're referring to is leads with THCV, which is a minor cannabinoid that doesn't promote psychoactivity, but rather promotes more energy, mental alertness, clarity, things like that. And so that formulation is 4 milligrams of THCV, 1 milligram of CBD, and 1 milligram of THC. And, you know, like everything we do, we made it behind the scenes, we trialed it with people, validated that it gave us the results we were looking for. And yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed it as well myself. I mean, I find that on mornings when I've taken it, you know, let's say I eat it in like the 7 to 8 o'clock hour, there's usually some time, like a couple hours later, where I go, oh,
I got a lot of stuff done.
Yeah. Like I suddenly realize, oh yeah, that's why. But I don't feel caffeinated or agitated or anything. I just am like a little bit more on.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll try to get folks on this weekend. It's 420 weekend. Do it responsibly, people. Don't make me be the groaner. Don't make me be that guy. But do it responsibly here this weekend. But enjoy however you do the holiday, the Orioles, and we got the draft coming up next week. I'm releasing my crazy film. And they have a rewards program now with a few Curios. So if you buy Curio products elsewhere and you haven't been out to Foreign Daughter, good chance to do that this weekend. Sign up on Friday. That's what I'm going to do. She's Wendy. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.